the sound of Westminster Hall here in the Palace of Westminster, joined by parliamentary lobby journalist Adele Darwish, a good friend, a colleague. How are you, Adele?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good, although I feel I'm in a little bit of a building site. This place dates back to 1097, commissioned by William Rufus, son of William the Conqueror, and it sounds like someone's having a bit of a conquer now. What's going on?
Well, the scaffolding's behind me, and they're doing a bit of maintenance. And yes, it's actually annoying, and sometimes you try to go on the lift, and the lift is not working and so on. But I think had that been done many, many years ago, over the years, that every recess, we do a little bit of work, it would have been that expensive, because now it's actually very expensive.
£4 billion. George Osborne apparently not happy because the suggestion is that £4 billion of taxpayers' money between now and 2020 needs digging out. But the problem is, old Big Ben, Elizabeth Tower, she's on the wonk.
That's true. And I think, I don't know if that's to do with the building of the Jubilee line about 20 years ago.
Yeah, for people not in London, we're talking about an extension to the London Underground going all the way out to Stratford. Very nice. They have these kind of anti-suicide doors there. Unfortunately, it does mean there's a great deal of subsidence in this building here.
That's true. And so that hasn't been looked at. And I think it's a story of London buildings.
Yeah.
That's not sort of careful planning, careful design, trying to build modern on the old classical stuff. But again, probably the civil servants and the treasury actually carry a bit of responsibility. I don't want to be too critical.
You can be as critical as you like. But one thing that is fair to say, I mean, this building, for the most part, lots of it burnt down in 1834. Yeah. It was rebuilt. Huge fire, other than the bit that we're standing in, obviously dating back to the 11th century. But you can't really let it go to rack and ruins, can you?
You can't. It's actually a part of the heritage, not only of England, not only of the United Kingdom, but actually a heritage of the world. This is the mother
of all parliaments.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we were talking now about Africa and the Middle East and people aspiring to democracy, they will always point at Westminster and want to copy the style of Westminster. And when we say, the successful democracy, we say it's Westminster-style democracy. So, but I think I just wonder if, because we put a lot of money, taxpayers' money, into European Union.
Yeah,
we put
£60 million a day, roughly.
I think about 55 million a day. We put a lot of money into the United Nations. So if that is actually should be really a World Heritage Site...
It has to be here.
It has to be here.
Right, what's this going on behind us, Adele? Can you just quickly explain for the benefit of people listening?
That's actually the Westminster Hall. So we're looking now into roughly the south...
Yeah.
East side of it, which is the river side, there is the scaffoldings going up, and this is the old windows and the old actually walls, which behind it is the chamber.
6 feet thick, by the way, these walls.
It's a stone wall.
That's right. And the largest unsupported roof structure in Europe.
And it's great. And actually, it's the same structure like supporting the roof, like the Westminster Abbey, which is 10th, 11th, 12th century, which pulls the weight into the outside walls. So that, because actually the roof here on all of the west of the Palace of Westminster is not made of slate, it's actually made of cast iron slabs, which are quite heavy. So behind us now is the doing the wall and doing the windows there. But they also have to build some kind of made of plastic fiber, and underneath it, it's about 12 foot, no, about 10 foot high. Some kind of board, cheap board. Then they're going to be painted because of people, visitors here, they won't be disturbed by this work. So within perhaps a week or so, that would be hidden.
Absolutely. Well, we hope so. By the way, this building is where Charles I. Had lost his life on January the 30th, 1649.
He was arrested in Newark, interestingly,
which is where the Conservatives... We just got a friend of ours come on through. It's Clive Chamberlain, a very good friend of ours. Clive, we're chatting with Adele Darwish here in Westminster Hall. We're just talking about... It's a bit of a building site here, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. The last time I came in, it was clear, actually. You can't I think this is the oldest medieval roof in Europe.
1097.
1597, yes.
Yeah. And this place sat as a law court in the 12th century, of course. Deeply historic. I was explaining pretty much the only part of the Palace of Westminster that survives fully. There's still obviously St. Stephen's Hall, which has an awful lot of it. But Clive, just as a layman's point of view, we were chatting about the virtues of renovating the Palace of Westminster. It cost £4 billion, but can we let this historic site go to rack and ruins?
No, I think it's absolutely imperative that they restore it to its former glory, because it's just the most fantastic building. I think the sense of history, when you're standing in here, when you know, some of the things that have actually happened in this hall, pretty gruesome.
Yep, Charles I in 1649. And of course, there was Braveheart, William Wallace.
Yeah, yeah.
William
Wallace.
He was hung, drawn, and quartered.
But I'm also told they used to stick people's heads up.
Up there, yeah.
Yeah, the Independent Parliamentary Standards Authority, probably, there are rumours that they've been considering the same, though it's not the same. Gents, I never quite understood. You know Braveheart, we've all seen the Mel Gibson version.
Yes.
They may take our lives, but they may never take our freedom. I would have said, come on, lads, we can do a deal here. We can compromise.
But actually, by the way, the chapel behind us, which is in the
corner,
crypt,
it's underneath,
the crypt
isn't it?
There, and that's where Pankhurst was actually kept overnight when she was arrested.
Yes, this was in, was it 1998? It was basically, she was in a broom cupboard overnight.
That's right.
When the census was done, and she did it so that she had to put her address as the House of Commons.
And wasn't it, God, do you know what, I'm going mad, Tony Benn, who had the plaque put on the wall.
That's right.
That's that where she fell.
And also in this chapel here, at one point, Oliver Cromwell kept his horses here.
That's right.
For about a week.
Yeah, that's right.
In this chapel down here. And actually in this hall, when the monarchs lie in state here.
That's right, yeah, the Queen Mother.
The Queen Mother, yeah.
Winston Churchill was here in 64.
King George, yes, yeah, so Winston Churchill, people would visit. I mean, the plaques here and the... all these tablets made of brass on the floor, on the stone floor, tells you all the history, who stood here, who actually led an estate here, who was tried here. So as I was saying earlier, it's not just the heritage of the United Kingdom, but heritage of the world. And we should try hard with the European Union and with the United Nations, because this is a World Heritage Site, that some of that money should actually come from UNESCO, come from European Union fund, because we pay the European Union.
If Nigel Farage is listening, he's probably agreeing with you.
Well, it's a common sense, you know, because you know, most of the people who come actually visit from Europe, and they say it's actually the World Heritage Centre.
Yeah.
Side.
Well, we can hear in your accent, you're obviously a Londoner originally, aren't you?
Yeah.
From Westminster Hall, a fascinating chat. It was very much improv. So there we go. We're in Westminster Hall. It's in a bit of a state at the moment. Should we rescue it? Your views, please.